Elliot, have you heard of the Apogee hype mic?
I have not. Tell me about it.
It's little, and it does compression inbuilt. Useless for this.
No one cares.
All right, sorry.
I'm not really into that kind of thing.
Talk about it with your nerd friends, so no.
That's why I was bringing it out with you two.
Whoa. That was cruel because you didn't say Harriet, you said Elliot.
Yeah, but now I said you two.
Welcome to Patreon. Is that what you say? Should you welcome people to
No,
Patreon or
because
no?
no, you're not Patreon.
Well,
Who
I
are you?
am part of the welcoming committee,
No, you're
and I
not.
just wanted everyone
You're
to
not.
come in, have a lovely time, help yourself to a drink,
Take a seat.
take a seat.
Welcome to
Elliot's
your
here, Sunny's here.
special episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? Because you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, we could do this in person, but Sunil has chosen to go to Bath, so
I'd
instead
be
we're doing
happy
it.
if all of our podcasts were now on Zoom.
No.
I would be happier
No. It has to be in person. We have to get the
that I
real
wouldn't have to share the rest of my millionaire shortbreads.
Have you nearly finished them, the whole box?
Yeah, but for over 3 days.
In all fairness, you could do that in person. You could just have a tub with you and eat it.
And refuse to give it
That's
to you.
true.
When we're there, like, we'd know what you're doing.
He likes to eat in secret, though.
You like to eat in secret.
He likes to eat on the mic.
Didn't say I don't. You do. Yeah, stop chewing.
Drive me mad, mate.
Right. Can we make sure Sonny doesn't hit the mic this time?
Yeah, he knocked it with his head. He hurt his
Got
head. He's now a bit
excited.
sleepy.
Elliot's going to join us on this one because we've run out of things to say.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
Pressure.
We wanted Elliot to join us and bring more things to say. Have loads of things to say. Gigs are back. Pretty exciting. Life is back. Can legally hug people. Sunil, have you hugged anyone yet now that you legally
You
can?
can't legally hug. You shouldn't hug people now. They say you
It's.
shouldn't do it
We
unless
can
you're both
hug, can't we?
vaccinated. No,
You can
absolutely, Elliot.
legally.
You can hug legally. They just say be cautious.
They say don't do
Careful
it
hugs.
unless, like, the doctors are like, don't do it in case, you know, because we're not out of the woods yet and the government shouldn't have made it legal this early.
Now we're fine.
So you've not hugged
But,
anyone, Snow?
yeah, I have.
Who?
Last person I hugged.
What year was it?
Probably Sunday night when we did the gig at the Bill Murray,
That
actually.
was early, actually. That was too early. Was it before midnight or after midnight?
Was
Otherwise,
it
that's
after
illegal.
midnight, after everyone arrived?
Barely.
No one was allowed in the building until after midnight.
Was everyone coming up to you at like 11:55 and you were like, you wait right there. You stand there.
I'm fine though, aren't I? I've had one little boost, one little vaccine.
You need both, mate.
Was it like New Year's Eve? Everyone just like hugging at the turn of midnight. So sweet, just
No,
snogging
not really.
everyone.
No.
Wasn't like that.
No,
Did
it's
you
just
all
everyone having
cheer
a
when it
normal
got to
time.
midnight?
No.
What's the point in
This
having this
sounds
special gig?
miserable. Why have you done this?
Because it was the first gig.
Sake.
I
Wait,
didn't even
so.
do the gig, I was just there.
Because it was in your house. It's in your living room. All these bloody people came over.
Yeah, no, it was. But then again, it's been how long since the last gig? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months,
5 months.
isn't
Yeah.
it?
But Snow, tell us about it. I'm so excited. I haven't done a gig yet. I've got a few this weekend, but pretty
Socially
exciting.
distanced, everyone in bubbles, a big screen of Perspex in the middle of the audience to split half off from the other.
Always adds the atmosphere.
Always adds, good to have a bit of plastic in between everyone. No, it's good, everyone was in a good mood. Few people flagging because of the lateness of it all. But yeah, it was great. It worked out great. And it was live streamed as well, so that was fun.
Did it just feel electric?
I didn't stand in the room because you can't have people just standing at the back. I only heard it from
Oh,
outside.
I just hear it from your bedroom.
Well, I went outside the front of the building.
Couldn't even be in your own room.
Well, normally when I'm on there and I want to listen to the other comedians, I don't stand in the room. I stand outside by the door and listen to it through
Oh God, Sunil, just try and
that.
get in the party spirit, for God's sake.
What part? What have you got your first gig yet?
I had on Monday, I was filming something and there was an audience of like 150 at the Roundhouse and
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was just, I was like giddy with excitement to be around people. It was, it may be humiliating.
You've been out, I assume you've been around people as much as me, but I think you just haven't, have you? Because I was going out all the time because I had to work at radio at the weekend, so I'd be around people. But then you were doing filming throughout lockdown as well, weren't you?
But it was all over Zoom. It was all over internet. It wasn't in person. I haven't done any in-person work that's not been recorded.
Oh, right.
Since yeah, actually, December.
This is the thing. I was wondering why you were so like really looking forward to it. But then I've had a fairly normal, live
gigs.
You've been traveling as well with work.
I've been traveling with work as well. But yeah, I'm not taking anything away from it. I'm saying that's why I'm not in the same position as you are in terms of thinking, oh my God, it's back. It's because, of course, I didn't get any self-employment allowance, so I did have to work all the way through it. So.
Elliot, have you enjoyed being able to see people again?
Is that your aeroplane or mine?
Yeah, there's a big plane, sorry.
Yeah, it's been fun, thank you. Got very excited on Sunday night because I'm going out tonight.
Properly. Woo!
In a restaurant bar. With all my straight laddie mates. We're going to have cheesesteaks and beers.
Cheesesteaks?
Yeah, what's a cheesesteak? You just put a bit of cheese on a steak?
I've Googled it. I think it's putting cheese on a steak.
But is you chop it up with the cheese? Isn't that right? You chop it up with
I've got literally no idea.
It's cheese.
Chopped up cheesy steak.
I've been pretending to know what it is.
Even Harry from my laddie mates. It's that delicious.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't eat it. I had cheesy chips the other day, though. Basically given up being vegan. Things are too miserable.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Fair enough.
I'm living the life of a battery hen.
I don't think so.
So I'm trying to...
I think you're doing great.
Thanks, Sunil. What?
Nothing.
I've actually got a gift for you, I've just remembered.
Hmm.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves. I've been meaning to give it to you for months, but I've... Okay, keep talking amongst yourselves.
I just want to say shout out to... Paul, who sent the book. The package is at the Bill Murray, but I'm not at the Bill Murray at the moment, but I'll pick it up obviously when I head back there.
Paul's lovely. I know Paul. He's a very good lad.
Yeah, and it's a very big package from what I gather.
Big old book.
See if I get through it.
Big old coffee
table. I'll do an unveiling on air. I'll do a untearing of the envelope on air. Yes, Harriet. Yeah.
What envelope?
From Paul.
Of the book that Paul sent me.
Exciting. Okay, so I saw this at the start of in December last year, but then obviously I hadn't seen you for ages and I forgot. So I need to give it to you in person, but something's actually gone wrong in the process. It's President Bree.
I'm overcome with emotion. You've also held it upside down, so if you hold it right around, it's Le Brie President.
The French President.
That's absolutely wonderful. Probably the best gift I've ever received.
The problem is, though, I've just realised it went off in January. I didn't think cheese. Isn't it gone off anyway?
Yeah, wouldn't it be better?
It'll be better. It'll be aged.
Aged old cheese for you.
Where did you get that from, please?
From the supermarket.
The supermarket.
I went to the supermarket, I saw it, and I thought, I've got to get that for Sunil. President Bree, so you can do your joke. But makes it a bit more unpredictable because sometimes it could be President Butter and sometimes it could be President Bree.
President Le Brie.
We don't know which president's visiting when you open the fridge.
Maybe they're at war.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
you gotta pick a
made
side.
From butter?
I don't know, Bree's, but Bree's past his sell by date, so Bree's, he's old news, you know. It's butter that's long lasting. He's got the crown,
but you've got to eat it on camera.
Me,
yeah,
you got to eat this old cheese on camera.
I'll only do that if we record at Harriet's house.
It's made from cow's milk,
so you can sick and poo poo all over her house. All right.
No, thank you. I don't have a toilet.
You don't
have a toilet, but trying to get a new toilet.
Let's have a look at it, please. The date on it, when did it go off?
So there, it's very stinky, I have to say. It's got a very strong stink.
20th of January 2021. So, yeah, 3 days before my birthday.
Whoa, it lasted till your birthday.
Nearly.
You could have given it to me because we saw each other on my birthday.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That, I think actually, that was my plan. Yeah. 200 grams worth of the finest president cheese. Are you there? Happy birthday. Welcome to your 40s.
When's your birthday, Harriet?
June 21st, the day everyone becomes free. You're welcome.
So what are you... What old food are you going to...
I don't want any old food, please. I do not like old food. I do not like mold. I don't like anything old. I only want new things.
I'm going to take that all on board.
Please.
I've taken it on board.
Please.
Yeah, I've taken it on board.
Elliot,
Googling
I have to tell you...
something right now. We can see
I'm not,
Googling
I'm just typing in that
right
it's your birthday and I'm putting it in the thing, in the calendar.
I've got your birthday on repeat. So
I'm
it lets me know every year.
Birthday.
What?
I'm away.
For your birthday next year?
No, for your birthday.
No, for yours.
I know. Elliot, I just want to read you a text exchange that me and Sunil had. I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
So, Sunil said...
5th
of
December.
We were talking about going to a friend's house. And then Sunil said, you should go because you're lovely. He called me lovely, but then he immediately wrote lonely, and then he wrote, oh my God, and I said, thank you, and he said, not lovely, and I said, thank you for saying I'm lovely, very kind, he said, lonely, sheer panic here, trying to type lonely, you are lonely, capital letters, lonely. I said, too late, you said lovely, he said, didn't mean it though, and I said, we'll always remember when you said I was too lovely to stay home. That makes no sense, he said. I just need to share my loveliness with the world. So I just wanted everyone to know about the time Sunil called me lovely.
I stopped replying after
that. That's so nice.
Isn't that lovely when you called me lovely and then had so much panic about it?
I had an absolute breakdown. And then I had to write in capitals lonely, misspelled it, spell it again. And I just threw my phone down and then I had to go back to it and make sure she still, she got that I was calling her lonely.
Classic, scared of his own emotions.
Yeah, but it's not an emotion, is it? It's a spelling mistake.
You were genuinely really nice about your friend then. And then you
so
got
nice.
Panic because you didn't want to let her in. You didn't.
Yeah, you didn't want to be vulnerable because you called me lovely.
You had your little heart in your hands.
I wanted to call her lonely, but the mistake, and I knew she'd run with that mistake and think I was calling her lovely, but I wasn't. I was calling her lonely.
But all we have is the proof of what you wrote, and sometimes mistakes reveal true feelings.
No, they don't.
I'm gonna save his ego and his masculinity by pretending to believe him.
Okay.
You believe
a spelling mistake, Sunil, sure.
But wait, Elliot, you believe he thinks I'm lonely?
I want him to think we don't know.
The thing is, we've been talking about how she was going to cope with Bobby away, and I was like, "You've got nothing." She was looking forward to it, and I was like, "You're going to be so lonely." So
you knew she needed
go.
A pickup, so you called. Such a sweet boy.
So I was like, you should go because you're lonely.
I couldn't believe it when I got it. I was like, that's so lovely that he said I should go because I'm lovely. And then
it
immediately I got
sense.
Lonely. Oh my God, lonely, capital letters.
It doesn't make sense to say you should go to a friend's for dinner because you're lovely. That worries me.
Of course it does, because then you're saying I should spread my loveliness.
She's going to make the event better by being.
Yes, because I'm so lovely.
This is the event where I said I didn't want to go on Sunday because I'd already have seen Harriet a few days before and that'd be more than enough.
Because you can't handle that much lovely.
After I helped you buy glasses.
Well, yeah, you say help. We know what you did. It's in the other episode.
I came with you and you got glasses, didn't you? Almost exactly the same glasses he's wearing now, Elliot.
Are they the same, actually. Okay, no, I bet they are.
I know what I like.
Were you trying to get big, crazy, weird red ones?
Yeah, I could go to that special shop in Soho Square that sells like ones that they just like chisel out of plastic.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah, stop being so pretentious.
I was joking. Obviously, I'm not going to get them. You two can't take a joke.
Well, we don't need glasses, you're both so triggered. We don't need to worry. I don't
believe you've both been triggered by the word lovely.
Elliot, do you need to wear glasses?
I wear them technically when I'm looking at screens, even though I'm not, and when I'm reading.
Oh, yeah, I wear them driving, actually, so we do actually both need glasses. Yeah. I've had the same glasses, actually, for 14 years.
That's good. What, has your prescription not changed? Shouldn't it be?
I think it has.
You're supposed to get it tested every 2 years.
Yes.
Please.
But I like these glasses, and I'm just so proud I haven't lost them. God, this brewery really stinks. I'm going to have to put it back in the fridge. It really stinks.
Just put it in the bin, Harriet. It's 5 months off.
I thought you were going to have it, though. You said you'd love it because it's aged. It's, like, classy.
Yeah, but off air, I was going to say, hey, I think you should just put that in the bin. Mm. It's gone off.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the bin. I've got it on my hands, though.
I'm going to take it away.
And your headphones now.
Okay, sorry. I'll be back.
Yeah.
She's so lonely.
She's so lonely. She's staring the dog, isn't it?
No,
she fell down the stairs for some attention from that dog.
It's ridiculous. She didn't even do that. She waited at the bottom of the stairs, just.
Oh yeah,
but just lay down and went like, oh no, banging about.
Terrible thing to do to the dog.
It's ridiculous. It's going to be traumatized, that thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how.
And now she's feeding it cheese.
It's all lies, isn't it? The way she lies.
What?
Hello.
What did you say?
I was just talking about Princess Di.
Princess Diana? Why?
No, I don't think I was. What was I talking about, Elliot?
The way Wonder Woman, the way she flies.
The way she flies.
How does she fly?
Like a Superman.
No, she doesn't. Have you ever seen Wonder Woman?
No. Oh, yeah, I watched a bit of it. It was awful.
No, it's absolutely great. And it's for the second one, and that's great too.
Okay.
It's just because it's a woman, you're threatened.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't like the the thought of being saved by a strong woman.
No, I thought of being beaten up by a strong woman. As if that would happen.
Another way you just lean back.
No, it was gross.
No,
stop it. Please, no. So, have you ever been in a fight?
As an adult, no.
Ooh.
When was your last fight? Been in
the last fight I had was with you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the third time I'd ever met you, and you two wrestled each other.
We fought each other. I think you immediately went to ground, Harriet. And, took out my legs, I think.
Did that feel good, being taken down a woman?
No, I just didn't mind, really. I thought, fair enough, she's fought a good fight, fair play to her, if that's the way she wants to do it.
So that was you quitting? You giving up?
That was me being like, I'm not gonna play if she's gonna be unfair.
That old thing of, yeah. I'm not playing anymore, it's not fair.
Yeah. You shouldn't play if the rules are stacked against you.
Elliot, are you a big fighter?
Okay, of course he is.
Praying
Mantis.
No, never been in a fight, no.
You're a bit more peaceful.
I think so.
Do you know any self-defence?
I went to a self-defence class once when I was about 10. I don't know why they were running it. They came into the school and were like, here's some self-defence, and you had to like bat the knife away.
Oh my God.
So
I don't think they should teach you to bat a knife away. That seems like a dangerous...
I feel like if someone came at me slow enough, I'd be able to.
Elliot, that's the thing, they're not going to. They're going to come at you fast.
No, well, usually they'll come at you full of adrenaline, not knowing what they're doing, so you can't actually predict what they're going to do.
I don't know. I really don't know what I'd do.
I'm not sure if any of that self-defense really makes sense, does it? Like, how are you going to have the presence of mind to pull off those moves?
Well, I've said this before. I don't want to know how to kill somebody.
You'd rather be killed first.
Do you think you would do
well,
it?
Well, I don't want that power because, as I said, I'm scared of prison, and Kate wanted us to do Krav Maga, but you then learn how to kill a man with your hands, and I don't want that power.
I did Krav Maga, actually. It's very.
No, you don't.
I have done it.
When?
How many times?
I did it for a day of filming for a film.
What did you wear?
And then they cut the entire scene.
Because it wasn't believable.
They cut the whole day of filming. They're like, do you know what? It's not adding anything, this.
Did you learn any skills?
Yeah, we had to, like, they ran us through, like, they were filming us as part of a scene where we learn a couple of things. And basically what happens is I get hit in the balls or something. And I'm like, that's it, I've had enough.
Did you learn how to kill a man?
I already know.
How?
Eyes.
Oh, that's what Bobby always says, go for the eyes.
Wait, but how would...
Oh, actually, that's not killing, is it? How do you kill a man? I say take away a sense of hope.
That's a longer plan, though, I'd say.
Well, as long-term listeners will know, I do have my punching game up my sleeve. The three-monthly psychological torture of punching a man at random intervals.
So if someone was coming at you with a knife, how would you make them lose all hope?
I'd punch him in the face once every 3 months.
Wait, is that are you doing that to someone? What?
No, I'm not, no. I wouldn't know what... I mean, I think the best thing to do is run.
But what if you fall and you break your glasses, though?
Well, good thing I bought some new ones the other day with Harriet Kemsley helping me. No, I hope I don't break my glasses. They're quite expensive.
I have a question for you, a little hypothetical.
I'd like to take a question from Elliot J. Fallows, please.
Thank you. Let's say you were both walking down the street.
Yeah.
Believable.
Late at night.
Yeah, go on.
A reasonably sized human man comes at you with a knife and says, give me your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know, not like me. It'd be like tall and kind of broad, you know, probably quite strong.
Yeah.
They hold a knife at you and be like, give me your stuff.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're both standing next to each other.
Oh, she's with me.
Yeah, do you think you could...
Why is she with
me? Take them together? Would you try and defend the other one? What's the deal here?
I'm better off on my own.
You walk in home after a gig.
I'm better off on my own. I'd be like, I'm going the other way, Harriet, you deal with this.
What, you just walk away and leave me there?
Well, I think one of us should survive.
Well, I actually know how to deal with this.
Well, I'll leave you to it, then. I'll walk off.
Is you sing a song at the top of your voice to unnerve them. I'm trying to think of a song that I could sing, but the only one that's coming to mind is Frère Jacques. I just sing Frère Jacques really loud in their face. And then they think that you're crazy. And then they think, wait, I didn't think this one was going to sing when I pulled out a knife.
Yeah.
And then because you're singing so loudly, you're fine.
I think you're right. I just think if I was looking to mug someone, I wouldn't mug Harriet because... Like, I've seen her walk down a street and it is unnerving. It's not normal.
What do you mean by that?
Because you're like, what's she up to there? You can't predict those movements. Like, what's the line she's taking along this pavement? Like, is it?
I walk with a lot of purpose late at night because I read you should do that. So I look like, even though I don't know where I'm going, I look like I know where I'm going.
You actually at night. I saw you the other day in Carnaby Street, walking down Carnaby Street with sunglasses on and a smile on your face. And I was like, what is that?
Probably because I saw you. I was happy to see you.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen me. I was like, she's just walking down the street smiling.
Oh, no, maybe I hadn't seen you. I don't know.
Yeah, you were just smiling down the street.
What's wrong with that?
It's nothing. It's just also unusual enough to make people think, okay, I won't mug that.
Unnerving because you think,
yeah,
what the fuck is happening here?
So if you're smiling, she's confident, and then she's going to take a tumble.
And you think she's got people that love her. That's why she's smiling.
So I don't care about loved. She's lovely.
She's lovely. She's not lonely.
She's lonely and she's trying to attract friends.
I was once told by someone that you have to shout something religious to avoid a mugging, but he had been stabbed by a mugger before, so I don't think I should trust that.
Do you know
what I mean? But I don't think the try and make sense.
Maybe
crazy.
He got stabbed because he said something religious at the top of his voice.
Good point, maybe.
What kind of thing do you think? Oh, yeah, like if you say something like, God is our saviour or something. Yeah.
I think he said something about, like, God will save me or Jesus is coming or something.
That's a good thing.
I don't know if he was just stabbed at some other time or if it was part of that event.
What if you just then say, you like, no?
No, thank you. No stabbing today.
Yeah, and then walk right around them.
Do you think you could do that?
That's what Sunil would do.
I think there's a reasonable number of muggers out there who would be not confident enough to actually do it and to be like, okay, yeah. Like,
I think, yeah,
like, yeah, okay, sorry.
An inexperienced mugger, you'd be like, no, no, thank you.
That's exactly what you'd do. That,
just
that.
Pretend that they're a chugger or something like that and be like, no, no, thanks, not today.
I think that the saying, God is on my side, is a very good idea, because then you're like, doesn't matter, mate. God's got my back. And then they're like, oh, they're protected, or at least they think they're protected, so they're not afraid.
Because what if this is the time they mug the one person that God's going to appear down?
Yes. Like,
actually, yeah.
Then they'll get smited. Yeah. Or then they'll be like, oh, God, I feel guilty about my religious upbringing. Or, you know, they start to think about their Catholic past. And suddenly, you've run off.
Has there ever been a case of smiting in modern times?
It depends how you clarify smiting.
Well, like a thunderbolt from the heavens.
Yeah, so like if Trump was to be hit by lightning, I think we could safely say that was a smiting rather than just a freak accident.
Oh, so it's just your enemies that can be smited, you can't?
Well, I think if a good person...
So Donald Trump is your personal enemy.
He's my personal enemy and I wish a smite upon him. But if someone good gets... It's not smiting, is it? It's just a bad accident.
But what if God...
It's a tragedy.
But what if God doesn't like good people?
Then God is the devil and then it's not God.
But good people do bad things.
Look, we established recently that you've got an A-level in religious studies.
And you, of course, have your A-level in textiles to come back a bit with.
Elliot, okay, here's... Elliot, what did you get in your A-levels?
A-star BB.
What? Elliot is smarter than us all by far. Yeah. But what were the subjects?
English lit. Religion... No, wait, what did I do? English lit, psychology, government and politics.
Okay, wait, so Elliot, you can't get A-star at A-level.
You could from that year onwards,
Fuck.
But they're not legit A-levels, I'm afraid, sorry.
What,
sorry.
English lit, government and politics, psychology?
Yeah. You don't believe in the government or the brain?
They know they things didn't allow now us to do. That other people...
They didn't let us do loads of A-levels at our school because they said they weren't legit.
You've done the same amount as Elliot, 3.
No, they wouldn't let us do certain subjects.
What did religious studies, you think that's real?
Would you do English, math, science?
Yeah, but they don't allow anything with an ology apart from biology.
What about histology? That's what you did.
Psychologies, nothing like that.
Who says
What?
Science.
Psychology.
What about geography?
That's not an ology, is it?
What about theology?
There was no theology A level at my school.
What about geology?
There was no geology A-level.
Yeah, but how do they think geology's not real? Rocks are very clearly real.
I never said they weren't thinking it wasn't real.
I just think just because you're the dumbest out of us doesn't mean you should try and prove
anything.
Yeah,
you're really
trying
to take us down.
Yeah, you are clearly the dumbest. We've all been evaluated and you have come last.
Yeah, I know. It's a real shame.
It's really embarrassing for you because you really act like you're so smart.
I don't act like that at all. You keep
you
telling
do.
Me
you do. You're always acting like you're so smart all the time.
I've never acted like I'm smart.
What are you doing? You're like tidying stuff. What are you doing?
I'm tidying stuff. No, I'm trying to
Reflecting.
Charge my... I'm trying to charge my watch.
It doesn't feel very nice to be told how dumb you are.
Well, it's not a nice thing to say to someone, is it?
Well, I just feel like it's warranted. I'm sorry if everyone thinks that I'm being mean, but I think... Elliot, what do you
think? I think Harriet's being mean.
I don't know, because it seems fair, because often he's laughing at you. But then should you come down to his level? Now you're both as bad as each other.
I'm not laughing.
Literally, last week, he told me people with an IQ under 70 are really good at Bitcoin because they're too dumb. They just go with their base instincts. And so he said, and that means you'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
But then it turned out I'm smarter.
So that means you wouldn't be good at Bitcoin.
And Sunil is good at Bitcoin.
Maybe Sunil does have an IQ under 70. Have you ever had it tested?
If I had an IQ of under 70, I'd be very rich off Bitcoin.
So you don't?
Don't.
Doing an IQ test seems like something we should do for a Patreon episode. That sounds
I feel
like a
we should do that. It's
thing, you know
we
what I
need
mean?
To know.
Yeah.
I'm not
Maybe I'm in Mensa.
Who's the cleverest?
I'm not entirely sure IQ tests are legit anyway.
Well, wait until you
would
get...
say that as the stupidest.
Yeah, what if you win? What if you win, mate?
Well, I still wouldn't think they're legit because they don't take into account a lot of like coaching that people do to do them as well.
People are asking for us to do it.
I don't think I can be tested because I generally think differently than most people. So I think I'd need my own test.
Yeah, it might not reward the more Harriet-like thinking.
Maybe I should be a Mensa, you know, like maybe.
But that's a traditional IQ test. That wouldn't be, you wouldn't work well in that framework.
What's the alternative to Mensa?
Just normal people?
Yeah. I should be in that.
It's like a book club.
So good luck. Best of luck.
Join a book club.
Into normal society. all right, we can do an IQ test, but I warn you now, it's a flawed measure of intelligence.
There's other tests you can do. We need to find... Yes, Elliot?
Sunil's got our palm readings, and he hasn't told us what they are.
No, I haven't. I didn't pay for them in the end because I realised that the guy I was using said you can only read your own one.
You made out to us like that was a... You took pictures of all our hands, you pervert.
Yeah, what have you done with those?
I've taken casts of them, and I'm going to... If you got fingerprint tech on your phones, I'm in. I'm in it.
Fuck, Sunil.
You haven't. You got Face ID.
Oh, yeah, you can't copy this face.
Elliot?
Oh, no, I've got Face ID.
Yeah, so you're all right.
My iPad's got Thumb ID, though.
Well, that's mine now.
Fuck. What if he strokes your dog and your dog thinks it's you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A glove on.
You've got your little special Harriet glove.
What if he commits a crime and everyone thinks it's me and then I have to go to prison?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to prison.
Well, I want to commit a crime with your hand. So someone's got to pay.
What if he mugs you with your own hand?
And then everyone thinks I mugged myself?
What?
Yeah. Just for
There's
attention.
So much to be nervous about. The world's opening up, but actually it's also closing at the same time.
On you. It's closing in on you.
On me.
Yeah, finally it's catching up on you.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun.
Good to see you all on Zoom.
Well, we can do this in person
we'll
next
see
time.
In person.
Shame we'll never be able to have this Zoom again.
You're going to have to hug us next time you see us.
Shame we'll have to see each other soon.
You're going to hug us.
I wonder what it feels like when I hug you. Is that?
It's quite
stiff. I don't hug either of you.
I feel like I'd be very reluctant.
We all have a professional relationship. Harriet also gives... She's not a good hugger. She's a weird hugger. She goes... She's like... She rugby tackles... She like sort of leans into you with her arms by her side. That's her hugging.
That's the worst thing you've ever said about her.
That was so mean. I'm lonely and I give terrible hugs. It's because I don't want to get the face, but like my spatial awareness is bad, so I'm trying to avoid the face, but I go too far and then I get the shoulder.
It's weird. Imagine you trying to hug a mugger, they'd be like, "No, this is... get away from our Dave and want your money."
Does you hugging people end in them just like catching you? Is that what?
It feels like you just catch your hand. You're like, "What's?" You've got this dead weight in your arms.
I just cling. I just hang.
You just like, it's like a barnacle, just like slumping in.
Not a barnacle.
What's that? It's
like a rag doll.
Yeah, like a really ragdoll. Yeah, that's exactly it. You're just like...
Don't do an impression. That's really mean. Okay, well, next time I see you, I'm going to give you a horrible hug.
Good. See you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye,
everyone on Patreon.